We're so happy to have you engage with us together as Church Online today. Each of us has some responsibilities and roles to play in the Christian life. As Philippians 2, verse 12 says, we are to continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But we can't miss what comes next. For it is God who works in us to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. In other words, there's a partnership, and when we refuse partnership with God, we have no power. For us, we couldn't do what we do without the strength and power of God enabling us every single day. This same power God unleashed in your salvation is readily available to you today. Let's pray. God, thank you that all you are and have is available to us today. I long to walk each moment of this day with you. I don't want to walk on my own today or any day. I'm longing to see that your work is accomplished in and through me for your glory. I recognize I can do nothing of lasting effort apart from you. So, fill me, Holy Spirit, from the tips of my toes to the very top of my head. May your power fill me, transform me, overflow to others, and produce that fruit that glorifies only you. My friends, be blessed and encouraged today.
I will worship. Anin Sigwa, Nina Nishinabe, Onjibakan Sagaguni, Kipwapakan Ni Mama, Muskoma Nekwe Nindishnikaz, Sherry Nindishnikaz. When I formally introduce myself, I often speak in my language as I'm trying to learn it. In my introduction, I basically shared, I am Anishinaabe from Yellow Quill First Nation. My mother was from Kinistan, and my traditional name is Muskoma Nekwe, and my English name is Sherry. For me, it's important to say who I am and where I'm from. I'm proud of my heritage, my family, and when I introduce myself and speak my language, it connects me to my family, my community, and to the land that I come from. When I was growing up, I tried to hide the fact that I was Indigenous, as people often said derogatory or mean comments about Indigenous people, both adults and children. Even as a young adult in university, I didn't want people to know who I was, as there was still a strong and overt prejudice and lots of stereotypes. To share a bit of my personal story, I was part of the 60s scoop as I was taken from my home and lived in a predominantly non-Indigenous community. When I was an adult, I reconnected with my biological family, and that's been a really rich and rewarding experience. When it comes to Indigenous peoples, people may assume that there's only one Indigenous culture rather than realizing that there are many different nations within this land with their own cultures, their own language, and traditions. Today, there is a growing awareness of Indigenous peoples and our experience as people have come to hear about Indian residential schools. People think, however, that that's in the past and we just need to get over it. They don't realize we still encounter racism on a daily basis. People don't realize the assimilationist policies and the practices of the past still continue on today in different forms, such as within the child welfare system, or the justice system, the education system. We still face systems that are inequitable.
So in mainstream Canadian society, there's a lot of challenges for Indigenous youth. A lot of stereotypes are still going strong, so I think that can be a challenge that a lot of people face. And then with that, I think a lot of people feel shame. So it's a bit difficult to pinpoint specific ways that my heritage has shaped me, because it's kind of impacted all sorts of facets of my life, just like the conversations that I have with people, my style, all sorts of different things. Just the way that I look at the world has changed a little bit. And it's interesting because it wasn't something that was introduced to me right away. It's something that's kind of grown with me in the later part of my life, just because of my mom's experience with the 60s scoop and that culture kind of been taken away from her. So it's kind of been going on a journey with her to rediscover our culture.
When I meet new people, they usually don't realize that I'm Indigenous. They just want to know about my family, so I'll tell them that my mom's Indigenous and my dad's from Newfoundland. Growing up, I didn't really know what it meant to be First Nations. We would take a unit in elementary school in like our history class about First Nations people. And that was probably the extent to which I knew about my culture, because my mom didn't really know. It wasn't until I was a teenager that started becoming a part of my family's life. One of the struggles that I think I've gone through and most Indigenous youth and people go through is just trying to find a sense of identity as an Indigenous person, because historically and to this day, like, our culture has been ripped away from us. So just trying to learn and reclaim that, I think, is a really important thing to do.
National Indigenous Month is important for us to engage with, not only to learn about Indigenous peoples and our story, but to see how the relationship between Canada and the Indigenous peoples on whose land this nation was founded can be improved, to see areas where we need to engage with so that our society as a whole becomes healthy and just for all who live here.
Although personally, I've been very fortunate to have not experienced a lot of challenges because of how I identify with myself. I do realize that there are a lot of things that Native people and especially Native youth are experiencing. Some of the backlashes of the 60 Scoop and the residential schools are still affected in today's young people. I think the youth of today who feel ashamed of themselves or feel that they are looked down upon can bridge the gap by overall learning to love themselves more and who they are and the culture that they belong to and really any aspect of who they are.
It's important to become aware of the misinformation that has been taught throughout the years. It's important to learn not only about Indigenous cultures and traditions, but to learn from Indigenous peoples.
Like, we have a bright future as a people. I think we're, you know, hard workers, we're strong. We've been through a lot in our history, we've been through a lot in the past 20 years. And yeah, I think we have a really bright future. I think we're gonna do great things.
As Indigenous peoples, we often walk in our moccasins. And when we do so, it reminds us to walk gently on Mother Earth, but also in our relationships with one another. May we learn to walk gently together.